And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 29th of March, 2016. It was on this day in 1944 that Anne Frank decided to rewrite her diary as an autobiography. She'd gotten this little red and white checkered diary as a present for her 13th birthday back in 1942. And a few weeks later, her sister Margaret got a notice to report for a forced labor camp by the Nazis, and the next day the family went into hiding. In March of 1944, Anne Frank and her family listened to a radio broadcast by the Dutch education minister in exile, urging ordinary Dutch citizens living under Nazi occupation to preserve documents for future generations. He said, "If our descendants are to understand fully what we as a nation have had to endure, then what we really need are ordinary documents, letters, a diary." And so Anne Frank went back through 2 years of diary entries, and she rewrote them. She gave members of her family pseudonyms. She edited for clarity and character development and background, and she decided that after the war she would write a memoir called Het Achterhuis, which means the house behind. She wrote, "I know that I can write. A couple of my stories are good. My descriptions of the secret annex are humorous. There's a lot in my diary that speaks. But whether I have real talent remains to be seen." In the spring and summer of 1944, she filled more than 300 pages of paper with her revised work. She was still working on it when the Nazis came in August of 1944 and took them away to concentration camps. 1865, on this day, marked the beginning of the Appomattox campaign, the final campaign of the Civil War. It's the birthday of the politician and author Eugene McCarthy, born Watkins, Minnesota, 1916. The novelist and screenwriter Judith Guest, Detroit, 1936, author of the novel Ordinary People. It's the birthday of the poet Ronald Stuart Thomas, born 1913 in Cardiff, Wales, advocate of Welsh nationalism and a harsh critic of the English. His autobiography written in Welsh entitled Neb, meaning nobody. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, "Early Hominids Slept in Trees." This was before they slipped into caves and painted the drama of the hunt, before their stone tools and splendid fires, when early hominids filled the trees like night. They climbed a ladder of branches into evening, where they arranged themselves beneath the applause of leaves. There were windstorms and lightning, and somehow babies were held, and people snored or turned over. Surely someone was afraid of heights, and someone must have secured a place at the bottom or slept on the ground, demonstrating how it might be done. Balanced up there in the mythic beginning, they were safer from predators that walked on four legs, swishing tails. They clung to the trunk, felt the world growing colder, the new power in their thumbs. Trees were like houses, and going home meant climbing into the sky, where words appeared inside them like stars. Early Hominids Slept in Trees, a poem by Faith Sheeran from Orpheus Turning, published by the Broadkill River Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.